all would. Finally here! Woo! It's time, Finks. It's time. It's time for episode 100 of the Symphony of Destruction. Host with the most from coast to coast. You should know who it is by now. But let me remind you for old time's sake, it's the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, the 60-minute maniac, the slave to the surfway, the boss back cat, the buff sensei. Oh yeah, big flex. Mr. Level 8 tough guy. The lone wolf. Ow! Here on the January full moon, you know what that means. It means the big dare Boski Dirk Brigante is here with you on a little surf podcast of mine home. 8 years ago, I brought the surf me back from the depths, out from the Sea Jam bunker, its original home, up to the axis of time. Slapped a big old 2000 on it, so you know it's new and improved. And then I brought the surf to the masses every single month, every single full moon. No month skip, no breaks taken. It has been one straight shot from episode 1 to number 100. Whew, we've made it quite far, damn. I started this show in my early 20s, and now here I am in my early 30s, still going. Yeah, celebrations are nice and all, but I'm not here to celebrate. Except for those of you listening at home or wherever you may be, go ahead and do a little something for the big surf. No party here for the big centennial. We're just gonna do it for you, Finks. I wouldn't have to be here as long as I have. The money was good when I first started, but I'm bigger. I'm badder. I'm better than ever and paid handsomely for it, too. Good thing the contract for this mud show is over and I can get back to starring in blockbusters. If I never have to hear from you Finks again, it'll be too sick. Enough for plans with the anniversary episodes. Sometimes I do a greatest hits of the past few years, but I don't quite feel like doing it. I just want to play the usual great tunes I get for you every month, all new and never heard on the Symphony. No repeats here, baby. The Big D keeps a list of all the songs ever played. More than 40 pages of playlists to ensure that everything you hear on the show is brand spanking new. Music from the first wave of surf all the way to the present, the 21st century, and all the good stuff in between that's coming my way, handpicked and ear-listened by yours truly. And no episode introduction is truly complete without telling me what you got on the show today. Woohoo! We have the Kaputniks, Los Daytonas, the Beach Berserkers, Los Dedos, Ted Boys Marinos, Total Death Mechanics, the Young Barons, Tsunami Experiment, Future Volt, Surf Castle, and Big Kahuna. Los Dedos 2 making their debut. Yes. Ha ha! It's all here. It's all good. It's all on the 100th episode of the Symphony of Destruction 2000. It has been an honor to have you, my listeners, tuning into the Big Surf. Whether you have been here since the beginning or just recently got on the surfboard, I welcome you to the show. Now let me show you what I have in store. Oh yeah, these are the tunes to make you swoon, baby. Only here on the Symphony of Destruction 2000. Welcome back. Thanks you are tuned in to episode 100.
Yes.
Of the Symphony of Destruction 2000. As always, this is your host, the Big Dare Boasty, Dirk Legante. So far out, you need a satellite to see me, baby. Woo! Ho-hoo! Yes, 100 episodes down, 1,000 plus songs played. I tried to think of a way to give you an exact number of songs, but like hell I'm going to count all that. Jeez. Well, to do that for me. But seems somebody missed the memo and didn't get the numbers I needed. Not that I care. I the sh**. Average of 18 songs per show, multiply that by, I guess, 100. And you get close to, you get close to 2,000. Man, now that I'm saying it, I'm almost compelled to actually count and see if I did indeed play 2,000 songs. That would certainly be a nice feather in the cap of the Big Surf. Does the music on this episode count? Yeah, I'd say so. Speaking of which, let's look at what we listened to, ending off with a little bit of whodunit-esque groovy tunes with La Tapadera by Los Daytonas and a new song by Surf Cats. These fellas always keep me busy with another new song. This one is called On the Rocks. And it's just that cool. Then, I don't recall playing this. I must have been looking at the wrong playlist. Well, my notes here say we heard Los Picadores and their song Digital Meat, along with the Jet Screams' Fire Mountain Bop, and the Creature Preachers' Creep from the Deep. I mean, all good bands, all good songs. Why don't I remember playing these? Anyways, well, now this one I do remember. Groovy Tuesday by Big Kahuna Matata. These cats made their debut last episode, and part of the course of the Big Surf, are making a quick return to episode 100. Then the Kaputniks starting the show with a little party tune, Math Party in Room 101. How appropriate. That song fits in quite well with all the number crunching done this break. Yeah, but enough of the lessons, though. I need a break. Let's call for a recess and put some tunes back on the stereo. I have some Beats Berserkers coming up. Another band making the return from the previous episode. Here is their song, The Siege. Hello again. Dirk Bergante here with you yet again with another music break. We're all here on the biggest episode yet, the 8th anniversary and the 100th episode of the Surfing of Destruction 2000. God, why? I don't even want to be here. Stupid contractual obligations. All right, shut up. Hollywood here. Talking about wearing out your welcome. 100 episodes? Ugh. How can you put up with a moron like Dirk Bergante for that long? Well, I guess the number of plays. I've been watching that stuff lately to pass the time. I mean, it's cool to see things as far back as the 80s. Anyways, enough about my latest time waster. I think it's time we go over the music. Can't have a big old special episode without my favorite surf guitarist, Takeshi Tarōshi. Right out of Japan with the song Mr. Carpenter. With the amount of Takeshi Tarōshi I have played, I'm still surprised. Ugh, get this over with. Alright, here we go. The Zillotones and their song The Wave. Captain Rico and the Ghost Band's V8 Interceptor. The Phantom 4 with Morphological Echo. Good couple of down and dirty songs selected by yours truly. Or at least, a committee that knows how to appeal to my good taste. Now I'm getting off. Good Boys Marinos are here with the song Panico de una Riviera. And then Los Dedos, they reached out to me, told me that they have a new album on the way. A nice little EP coming out on March 3rd. They sent me a track to play, which I did indeed play. It is called Crime Wave. Yeah, heard that one very good. Make sure to follow Los Dedos on all the usual social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Bandcamp. The Beach Berserkers making their return with the Sea Chase. Yes. We heard their awesome holiday special song last month, and they were kind enough to send me some regular old tasty surf. Yes, some regular stuff. So I had to make sure to include a little bit of that here for us. I got plenty more surf in store for you, of course. I wanted to just make sure to go all out on episode 100. I can't be slacking off with just a small little selection of songs. No, we are going for a full 20 songs total. Whether we hit 60 minutes or if we go overtime, it's all good. Because this is meant to be the biggest episode of the Surfany ever. Yeah. Woo! I'm about ready for that hard and heavy set. H-A-R-D-H-E-A-V-Y. Heavy surf. That's coming right up with some big, nasty tracks. All here on the Surfany of Destruction 2000.
Astronomers pulsed out the first cosmic telegram announcing our presence to the universe. On this day in 1974, the world's most powerful transmitter was turned far beyond our galaxy toward that part of the universe called the Waterhole, a place where scientists believe there may be oxygen and hydrogen, and therefore extraterrestrial life may exist.
Telegram. science, Doctor.
Not even a theory, gentlemen.
That is a scientific impossibility.
Well, if it ain't the Big D himself, not the Bergante Joker, no, it's me, Hollywood DB. This is now my show. This is the Surfing of Destruction. Finally back on the airways of the Big Bad Surf. Better late than never, I'd say. Took me a little bit longer than expected to take over the show. Seems Dirk was a little bit stronger than I anticipated. But I'm sure you can guess by now how that turned out. It's me now. And only me. Hollywood DB. Here to bring episode 100 to a close, and the Surfney to a permanent end. I did what I set out to do, eliminate every single Dirk across the multiverse, becoming exponentially more powerful. All to get to my ultimate goal of defeating Dirk Bergante, and destroying the Surfney of Destruction as if I would give you idiots the pleasure. I will do this, though. I will go through the music rundown. Much as I don't like Dirk, I do feel a tiny bit obligated to you, my adoring fan. to go through the music selection. The least I could do for these bands anyways. Alright, let's get this over with so I can get the hell out of here and back to my palatial estate. Finishing the set was Future Bolt and the song Code Blaster, along with Tsunami Experiment with Star Transmission for a good bit of that nerdy science surf. Now here are my picks. The sleazier the surf, the better. I got the Chewbaccas, This Island Is Still Radioactive, Toro Jones, Unraveler, and Operation Octopus with Dick Dastardly. Then we got the Young Baron Skyline and Total Death Mechanics' Nasty Pterodactyl. You happy now? Yeah, sure you are. Just eating up whatever Hollywood sends your way. At least I have good taste. Excellent taste. Not that you're going to hear much more of it. I'm done with this show. I am done with Dirk. I have won. Hollywood DB is coming out on top. I am number one now. Shut up. I'm so sick of all you finks. Glad my contract is over and I can get on with my life. This is one mistake I won't make in my career again. I'm only interested in top-rated shows. Blockbusters. Not this low-rent, barely listened to, cult classic. I'm all you ever wanted. Not some has-been that never was like that Bergante Fink. He'll be thanking me that I put him and the Symphony out of his misery. Now if you'll excuse me. It's time. It's time to go out with a bang.